We have George Sapo on the line to tell us. So, good afternoon, George.
Hello, good afternoon, Mercy. I hope you're good.
Yes, yes. And Radio Ghana would like to know where you are. Are you at the prison yet?
I'm at the prison. That's a small medium security prison. We got here around 7. We did the morning show from here, so I'm still... We're waiting for the president, actually, to come. But I'm still here at the prison.
And what can you tell us about the situation there?
Oh, everything is ready. They're just all ready now, waiting for the president to come. It's going to be the first time for a sitting president to visit many prison facilities at all. So this is all part of the CSF project that the president also launched on Tuesday. And at the launch, he promised that he will visit someone prison today, which is fulfilling that piece of the promise. So they're waiting for him. Everything is actually ready here at someone prison.
And can you tell us some of the dignitaries who are around, some stakeholders, I suppose, in relation to the prison Efiasi situation project?
So far, I've seen some board members of the Prison Service Council. I've seen the Deputy Interior Minister. Members of some security personnel are also here. The President also announced on Tuesday that he'll be coming with the Finance Minister. So we're expecting also the Finance Minister to be here together with other dignitaries.
Can you tell us the conditions in the prisons? Whether you have any idea, have you entered right into the prisons?
We didn't get access to the prisons, but we spoke with some inmates. And those who listened to us this morning on the Unique Breakfast Drive, it was such a revealing situation for us to start. There was a man we spoke with, he was 75 years old. He's here on life. He's spending all his life here in prison, an old man for that matter. He's been here for 33 years, and he's just praying and hoping that something will be done about his situation. But he said that there's absolutely nothing he can do again at age 75. He came to prison when he was 32 years old, and he's been here since then. There's another gentleman we spoke with, and his situation was also so sad that he's got 3 children, and they all don't even know him. And the facilities in here are so bad that even when they even go to the washroom, when the taps are not flowing, they have to use their urine to flush it out. And that's how serious the situation is for them.
And
the gentleman we spoke with who was suffering from tuberculosis of the spine, which he had that disease here in prison, and they are managing him. They are not actually treating him because the infirmary here is not even in good situation. They don't have a medical personnel here. They only have just some trained people who are training to medicine and other medical activities, but there's no one doctor here in the prison for them. So you can imagine the challenges they're all going through. I've been told that there are people in the infirmary there who have about 50 years, 100 years, and they are literally lost of hope. And the situation, I must say, in our prison.
Our correspondent George Sapo interacted with some inmates of the prison.
Good morning.
Brian Maureen.
What's your name?
Joseph Kwesi Asante.
Okay, Joseph Kwesi Asante. I call you Joseph. Okay. Joseph, how old are you?
I'm 75 years.
You're 75 years old. And for how long have you been here?
I've been here for 33 years.
You've been here for 33 years?
Yes.
And how long are you supposed to be here?
Because my case is a murder case.
It's a murder case?
Yes.
Okay, so you're giving life?
Life.
And you've been here for 33 years?
33 years.
And you're 75 years old. How do you feel?
Fine. By the grace of God, I feel all right, but...
You're okay?
I feel all right, but in fact...
Yeah.
I have kept blocking the prison. I'm having children. And my...
I'm listening, go on.
Parents too are waiting for me.
Your parents?
My parents.
You mean your mom and your dad is alive?
My mother is dead.
Your mother is dead.
And my father too is dead.
Okay.
So they were dead before I got the case.
Okay.
I got the case in 1982, 11 December. And I spent 19 years, 2 months at condemned cell.
A member of the Planning Committee of Project Efiasi, James Annan, also speaks on the project.
I'm very happy that you had the opportunity to speak to some of the inmates and including their experiences here. And that is to buttress the point that the prison service is faced with a lot of challenges, especially about the conditions of prisoners and even officers as well who serve in such deplorable conditions. this and many other reasons formed the main core why Kujikisiasi was launched. And that is why the Prison Service Council is appealing to individuals, corporate organizations, and some philanthropists to adopt some of our prisons. For instance, we could have an organization adopting the Sawan prison just to assist them in terms of developmental projects, as you've heard about the challenges, and other prisons in the country. And then another issue has to do with one key issue, which is very, very important. And Reverend Dr. Wengam has been talking about this. You see that in Ghana, we have the 37 military hospital, we have the police hospital, but unfortunately, we don't have any hospital for the prisons.
For the prisons.
Reverend Wengam has been appealing that we will one day have a hospital for the service, whereby inmates will not be transported from long distance just for medical attention. We are also hoping that government will support us and other corporate institutions will come on board and then make this a reality. To end it all, prison service, we have a lot to offer. We are not idling, we are very productive, but what Prison Service is seeking to establish is that we can do a lot to support this country, but with the little support that we get, we can't do much. For instance, if you look at the agriculture sector, we have arable land, we have the agriculturists among us, we have we are into animal husbandry, we are into construction. For instance, the senior officer's mess at Cantonment was constructed by inmates under supervision. The prison interdenominational church at Cantonment also built by inmates, and other projects we've undertaken. We believe that if we get the support from corporate bodies, we can establish more opportunities for inmates to be rehabilitated and reformed. So let's all come on board and support Project DPRC. No amount is too little. We believe that if we all come on board, Project DPRC will be sustained and the 10-year plan will also be implemented accordingly.